Paul and Micah were not seeing eye to eye.
We could paint it, actually paint it white.
No, we're not painting the brick.
Okay.
Micah thought the fireplace was a bad idea from the beginning.
I like the fireplace. I don't like this particular fireplace.
And now Paul wanted to overlay it with Italian marble?
No.
Bennett Stark was troubled even as a boy. At age 6, after nearly suffocating the family cat, psychiatrists diagnosed him as a borderline sociopath with narcissistic tendencies.
He had a shady past, he had a criminal history, was a suspected drug user.
Like many children who show early warning signs, his conduct only grew more troubling over time. If you've never seen an emu spit, well, you have now. Capable of ejecting saliva at over 90 miles an hour and up to 15 feet, emus aren't as friendly as they look. And Emily, now covered in bird slime, had learned the hard way why it's not a good idea to irritate one.
Take a picture of me.
They were the queens of the campus. The Harrison sisters weren't just sorority girls. They were party superstars.
Everybody ready for the pool party?
Crawling, sometimes literally, from one house to the next as they drank their way through Tallahassee. It was Friday night, which meant Kappa Sigma was the place to be. She lived only 37 years, but in this short time, Marie Antoinette came to embody the living definition of excess in a time of great deprivation. Born Maria Antonia Josepha Johanna, this daughter of the House of Habsburg-Lorraine would find herself promised to Louis Auguste, Dauphin of France, who would later become King Louis XVI.